Wondering what yoga to do when you are sick? I have my best answers for you in this video. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We are all about connection. Connection with a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true self and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you are new here, thank you so much for being here and welcome. When you subscribe and turn on notifications, then you will receive the 30-day challenge. I put out a brand new video like this every single Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on this channel. Monday is a vlog style video, and Wednesday I answer your most asked questions about yoga and a healthy lifestyle. So here's what I have coming up. February 7th, Mary O'Meara from Om Yoga will be a guest on my channel, and she will be giving you a Valentine's Day vinyasa flow. And then I'll be making a Valentine's Day yin yoga chest opener for her channel. On February 14th, I will be doing a video here on how to modify a melting heart pose in yin yoga. And then on February 21st, we'll be doing a video on how to make an energizing matcha latte here. So if those videos sound helpful to you, then when you subscribe and press that little bell, they'll show up in your YouTube subscription feed. So one of the most frequently asked questions that I get is, what yoga should I do when I am sick? So this is an important question to ask, because if you do the wrong yoga, you can actually get more sick. But if you do the right yoga, it can support your body on the road to recovery. One of the best kinds of yoga that you can practice when you're sick is yoga nidra or sleep yoga. Nidra means sleep. Yoga nidra is a sleep-based conscious relaxation meditation technique. It's a yogic sleep where you're guided from a dream state into a deep sleep state and finally into a deep state of relaxation where your thoughts drop right off and yet you're still fully aware. Yoga nidra or sleep yoga is a form of meditation where you get all the benefits of meditation and a deep night's sleep. And if you've practiced yoga before, you'll be familiar with shavasana or corpse pose, where you lie down at the end of a yoga class. Well, yoga nidra is kind of like that, except you get to lie down for longer. And while you are lying down, you get guided through rotating your consciousness throughout your entire body. So why is this form of yoga beneficial for you when you're sick? Well, the link between restorative sleep and the ability of your immune system to do its job effectively is unequivocal. For example, T cells are a type of white blood cells that are crucial to your body's immune system. T cells attack viruses and other pathogens that invade your body. And when you are in a deep resting phase, like you are led into during yoga nidra, your body is able to release T cells, growth hormones, and epinephrine back into your body to help viruses and pathogens. So put simply, your body cells repair themselves when you are in deep rest, when you're in a deep rest state of sleep. There's a building and maintenance of your immune system, and your body rests and restores and in an integrated way when you enter into the deep rest sleep states that you're taken into during yoga nidra. So I do have several yoga nidra classes in our membership community. And when you click on show more on YouTube underneath this video, I'll put all the links to that for our members. And if you're not already a member, there'll be a link to that to be able to sign up. Plus, I will also link to the yoga nidra that I recorded in 2010. That was episode number 15, where we go through some sun salutations. But I also put the timestamp in the comments, because if you're sick, you want to just go right to the yoga nidra. However, you don't need to lose sleep over this, because one of the main plans I have for 2018 is to start teaching a lot more yoga nidra. So be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications, especially on my main yoga YouTube channel. If you go to youtube.com/Dr. Melissa West, there's going to be a lot of yoga nidra there. I'm already preparing my members for yoga nidra and our Monday live meditation classes. They're getting a lot of preparation for yoga nidra right now. Once you have rested and repaired with yoga nidra, another style of yoga that is incredibly beneficial when you're sick is restorative yoga. And again, if you click show more in those show notes, then I will link to my playlist of restorative yoga classes. I have a ton of them. Today, I'm going to share with you the best restorative yoga pose for when you are sick, and that is legs at the wall. So how do you do it? Well, you come right beside the wall, you bend your knees and you place your buttocks right up against that wall. And then you roll down onto your back and you lengthen your legs up the wall while lowering your torso down onto the ground. Now, if you have low back issues, please bend your knees so you don't strain your back. And then place your hands on your belly and rest here for 10 to 20 minutes. So why does this work? This is a good question. We have lymph nodes in our neck, our armpits, and our groin that trap bacteria, viruses, and other foreign substances that are then destroyed by special blood cells. Lymph flows upward against gravity. So all day long when you're standing upright, it has to work extra hard to do its job. Now, when you invert with your legs up the wall, the lymph nodes can do their job with greater ease. Going upside down also improves the overall circulation, which is also affected by the downward pull of gravity all day long. This can help to bring fresh oxygenated blood to the organs of your immune system, including your spleen, which nourishes, generates, and ripens your life force. Also, fresh blood flow to your tonsils and thymus will help to stimulate the production of antibodies that help to fight infection. Going upside down is an antidote to exhaustion and generally revitalizing. When we are in a constant state of fight or flight, we are in our sympathetic nervous response. So coming to legs up the wall allows us to access our parasympathetic nervous system, which allows your body to rest and repair. So that's it. We did it. We completed the 30-day challenge. Congratulations. If you made it all the way to the end of the video and the 30-day challenge, put congratulations. I'm so proud of you. So you can congratulate everybody who finished in the comments. If you know somebody who would benefit from this video, anybody who doesn't know what kind of yoga to do them and they're sick, then share it with them. Share it across all your socials. I really appreciate that. And subscribe, because next week Mary O'Meara is going to be here from Om Yoga with her Valentine's Day Vinyasa Flow special for you, and I know you're going to love her. She is a dear heart. So thank you so much again for being with us for this 30-day challenge. It's been a blast. You're not going to get another one until next year for sure. Namaste.